This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Albert, he goes west. He crossed fast in different deserts in Arizona. Oh yeah. He had a psychotic episode on a dude ranch that involved a bottle of ammonia. Henry, he went south and lost his way deep in the weeping forest of the Volvo. He grew so warm, he grew so sick, he ended up in a bungalow sucking a revolver. Light up on your rainy streets, half as many reflections. I won't be held responsible for my actions. Bobby, he goes north and he goes east and over to New Hampshire. Bobby is a cautious man. He walked into a Concord dive to drink a beer. Do you wanna dance? Yeah, do you wanna move? Yeah, do you wanna dance? Do you wanna groove? He said this world is full of endless abstractions. I won't be held responsible for my actions.
Sonic Youth. At the end of last episode of A Sonic Youth, I played Wild God, the first new single from the upcoming Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds album of the same name. This week, we're continuing the focus on that epic group by playing my favourite album by the legendary Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, 2008's Dig Lazarus Dig, that's with three exclamation marks. The show's opening track was Albert Goes West. It displays this record's theme, Cave's typically brilliant lyricism, set to busy, funky, upbeat rock and roll. Before we look further into the Nick Cave and Bad Seeds story, and the story of this album, I want to play its title track. That track, Dig Lazarus Dig is deservedly the defining track on the album. The first thing that stands out is the fascinating instrumentation. There's bongos and cowbell, and there's that chaotic, scratchy violin sound. That's the genius of Warren Ellis. He's playing viola, like a sixth string, through various effects, and it sounds incredible. I was blown away when I first saw how he was creating that sound, and to this day it remains a favourite case of innovative use of instruments in alt and indie rock. The ultimate performance of this song can be found on YouTube, live on Jules Holland. It's one of my favourite live performance videos ever, because A, it's just an incredible performance, but B, Jack White is the other music guest, and there's one shot of him watching on, seemingly in awe of Cave and band. There's also a shot of Jack and a bandmate in conversation, pointing at Warren Ellis as he absolutely shreds on his viola. Also interesting is this song's lyrics. A staple of Cave's lyrics is his fascination with religion. Dig Lazarus Dig is no exception. Here, Cave explores part of the biblical Lazarus story, in which Jesus, in his last miracle before his crucifixion, gets some resurrection practice in by raising Lazarus of Bethany from the dead. Cave has always discussed how, after learning of the story in church as a kid, he always pondered how Lazarus felt about it. To quote Cave, "This gave me the creeps." In this song, Cave places Lazarus in circa 60s America, and tells the story of how he moves from the bustle of New York City into druggy, hippie San Francisco. Then Cave makes allusions to infamous 20th century cultists such as David Koresh and Charles Manson, akin to a song like Neil Young's Revolution Blues. Lazarus then starts going crazy, because, I mean, he never actually asked to be raised up from the tomb. Check it out, here's Dig Lazarus Dig.
Nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. For the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Francisco, LA, I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets of New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's got me something going on upstairs.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Dig Lazarus Dig. Nick Edward Cave was born in 1957 in Warricknabeele, Australia. He grew up with arts and literature in his life. His father read him classic books from a young age, and he sang in a church choir from the age 9. Cave's older brother introduced him to rock and roll, initially the likes of Pink Floyd and King Crimson. At a young age, he also discovered an artist he later stated was the greatest songwriter of them all, Leonard Cohen. Cave studied painting for a year after high school, before dropping out to pursue music. This was also around the time Cave started using heroin, and the time when his father died. Cave later said this difficult and confusing period in his life created, quote, a space in which my words began to float and collect and find their purpose. Around the same time, Cave started immersing himself in his local alternative music scene. Seeing band The Saints live for the first time seemed to have an especially big effect on Cave. In fact, there's a great picture online of a young Nick Cave watching on in awe as Saints frontman Chris Bailey sits exhausted on the stage during their performance. Cave later said, quote, you can almost see the thought bubble forming above my head as an alternate plan presents itself. A few years later, Cave and longtime guitarist Mick Harvey, along with other musicians including drummer Phil Calvert, formed a band which mostly performed covers of Lou Reed, David Bowie, Alice Cooper, and the Sorts. The band morphed into the Boys Next Door as they slimmed their lineup and began playing some original material. That band morphed into the Birthday Party in 1980, and they moved to Europe, where they gained a cult following for their brand of greasy, noisy, hard rock, along with Cave's lyricism and onstage antics. The Birthday Party disbanded in 1983, and the same year, recording sessions began for what would become Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Let's hear some more music from Dig Lazarus Dig. Here's another super energetic track with some cool guitar work. This is Today's Lesson.
Cross-eyed, we are pimped, we are bitched, we're tell such monstrous lies. Janie wakes up and she says, she says, for Janie in repose. And he digs her pretty knees, and then she is completely naked underneath all her clothes. He likes to congregate around the intersection of Janie's jeans, yeah. And Mr. Sandman, the inseminator, he opens her up like a love letter and enters her dreams. Little Janie wakes up and she says, she says,
was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Today's Lesson on A Sonic Youth. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released their first album in 1984, and by the end of 1990 had released five more. Their run of records through the 90s are some of the most iconic, and that's where you'll find remarkable tracks such as Jack the Ripper, Red Right Hand, a personal favourite Stagger Lee, along with Henry Lee with PJ Harvey and Where the Wild Roses Grow. 1997's The Boatman's Call is one of Cave's most acclaimed releases. This piano-based record was written not long after Nick Cave and PJ Harvey broke up, and contains some beautiful songs, not least Into My Arms. Cave and the Bad Seeds released three albums in the early 2000s, before working on 2008's Dig Lazarus Dig. It's the last album they recorded with longtime guitarist Mick Harvey and organist James Johnston. Cave said he wanted this album to sound like the recently formed project Grinderman, that being gothic garage rock, a track that certainly has a darker, more gothic sound while still being super catchy, is Lie Down Here and Be My Girl. It's about trying to win back a lost lover.
In the margins of a story that's painfully absurd. Lie down here and be my girl.
Thank you. my girl. I'll build a million of you, baby, and every single one of them will be mine.
I'll tell you and be my girl.
I will fill the house with you, stick you up in every room. We'll have a real good time. Right now, I'm sitting here on my own, going out of my mind.
I'll
be my girl, let it all come down. It's night, oh, we can shine.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Lie Down Here and Be My Girl. It's at this point that I need to say the other six tracks from Dig Lazarus Dig that I'm not playing today are all also excellent. I've played most of the more upbeat, noisy tracks here today, because, well, they're my favourites. But other tracks from the record include the moody, Doors-like Moonland, the almost freak folk-like Night of the Lotus Eaters, and the beautiful Hold On to Yourself. Before the release of their upcoming album Wild God, I'll have to continue the story by looking at the studio album that followed this one, Push the Sky Away. Next week on A Sonic Youth, we have an episode filled with my favourite live tracks from my favourite band, Southern Rockers Drive-By Truckers. That's an episode in celebration of seeing them live the week after that show releases. But to finish off today, here's another favourite from Dig Lazarus Dig. This is Midnight Man.
Oh, the chrysalis in your palm, see it spread and change. It won't do you any harm, it's just trying to rearrange. It was born to live a day, now it flies up from your hand. It's beautiful, it's the one they call your ever-loving man. Wolves have carried your babies away, or your kids drip from their teeth. The nights are long and the days bitter cold beyond belief. You spread yourself like a penitent on the mad vibrating sand. And through your teeth, arranged to meet your midnight man. Everybody's coming around my place. Everybody's coming around my place. Everybody's coming around, oh baby, don't you see? Everybody wanna be a midnight man. Don't disturb me as I sleep, treat me gentle when I wake. And don't disturb me when I sleep, even though your body aches. And even though your body aches to serve at his commander, between the walls she still adores her ever-loving man. Close your eyes, sleep in him, dream of your last sons and daughters. Me, I'll raise up my dorsal fin and glide up and down the waters. I glide up and down the waters and I walk upon the land.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.